welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and learn together. I am your host, Billy the Kid, and of course in the studio we have...
Uncle Butch.
Alright. Sunday. Bloody Sunday.
welcome back to the show. You know, all of our uncommoners out there and all of our new uncommoners. And the new uncommoners are the ones that are just tuning in for the first time and going, what the world is this?
What have I got myself into?
Yep.
So, yeah, we're going a little early today because there's graduations and everything going on.
Right. And we have family week, and there's
it's busy.
Yeah.
Busy weekend.
Very busy, busy week.
So, that's what's happening over here. And we're going to talk about a little bit different subject today than we usually do.
Yeah.
Not quite as political, although, you know, things come up.
Things will come up.
You know, everything's kind of connected and related.
Not so much, kind of a conspiracy theory. All depends on how you look at it.
All depends on if you're CIA or not. I'm kidding. Everybody can.
The main thing we're going to do today is just question. Start asking questions.
We do that?
We do that here now.
Can we do that? Oh, okay. Cool.
So,
my hat is like super crooked and stupid today. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not sure.
Anyway. All right. Oh, we have a new friend in the studio too.
Yes.
Don't forget him.
Yes, we have a new friend in the studio. Our patriotic gnome. This was given to us by... one of our followers, our subscribers, and a good friend of ours, Don. So, thank you, Don. We really appreciate it. We love it.
America! Alright. Cool. Oh, we did have another couple shout-outs to do, too.
Right.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, A1 Construction.
There you go.
here in Klamath Falls, Oregon, A1 Construction. They, the owner, Steve, is a real good guy. I don't care what Billy says about him. I kind of like him. I'm partial to him.
Just kidding. When I was sending this to him, he's gonna be like, hey.
He's probably tuning in.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That'd be very cool.
Steve!
Yeah.
And I tried to get everybody to do that when he showed up yesterday. Yeah. I'm the only one that did it.
Steve!
Anyway.
So, and do you remember the other one? The other shout out?
Don't. I don't remember.
Well, he's going to give a shout out to Sean.
Yeah.
And his friend Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are
start their own business.
They're trying to start their own business. And we support them in their endeavor.
And we wish them luck and we hope they do it right.
We hope they succeed.
In a responsible manner.
I hope they succeed in everything they do. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Although failure.
Is the best teacher too.
Yeah. Failure is still a success as long as you learn.
So if you can learn from others' failures.
Right. That'd be even better.
So do your research, boys.
Do your research.
Do your research.
So what are we talking about today? Well, we're gonna talk about or we're gonna watch a video.
Yeah, we're gonna do a little bit of a reaction today, actually.
Yeah.
Let me find my right screen here.
Right there we go.
Oh, it might help if I pull up the browser, Dad. Sorry about that. Where am I? Yeah, that is it. Okay, here we go.
This is a video from the Linux Experiment, their YouTube channel. We put a link to the video in the description down below. And, it's very interesting. The reason that we're interested in it, and why you should be interested in it too, is because just about every household has a computer.
Every household has a computer, and a lot of people, as we're going to listen to here in a minute, are apparently abandoning Windows?
Yeah, yeah.
According to his title, anyway. Yeah. We haven't watched that part of it. We haven't
watched that. Investigated for using Linux. We watched a little bit of that.
A little bit.
And that's what prompted us to
Because we use Linux.
Yes.
And a lot more people are starting to use Linux out there.
Yes.
Because issues with, you know, big tech and whatnot.
The only machine...
People are getting away from...
The only computer in my house that I don't use Linux on it is my gaming computer. And Windows is a lot better for gaming than Linux.
Unfortunately. So.
But when it comes to everything else that I do, I use Linux because Linux is more secure. It's more stable.
It's way more stable. It's faster.
And if you like your privacy more, Linux is the way to go.
Mm-hmm. So what we're going to get into here is, apparently this is going on in France, I think you said?
Right, this is in France.
So let's go ahead and just
jump on
get into
here.
It.
For being suspected of harmful activities. Their trial is being prepared, and the grounds on which they've been arrested...
Oh, are we...
Hello, yes.
Can we just turn this down a little bit? So when I turned it down before... Oh, okay. Alright, hold on, guys. I'm going to have to mute this, or we're going to have a weird echo.
Yeah, we don't want the weird echo.
Oh, wait, I don't have to go in there. Remember I set up the...
Oh, the hotkeys.
Yeah.
Is basically that they care about privacy and don't want their data collected, and that includes using Linux. The French intelligence agency, called DGSI, pointed out that these people communicated using encrypted apps like Signal and encrypted their hard drives. They also use stuff like Proton Mail, Tor, a VPN, Tails Linux, and so
You guys, I'm so sorry. That stupid button, it's not working right for some reason. It muted it, but it didn't unmute it when I hit it right. again. But it muted the YouTube video. I think we're going to have to fix that.
Now, sorry, that's guys. Because those are the shortcut keys for YouTube to mute and unmute the video.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
But you have to be in OBS.
So you just went through all of that.
I just went through that whole thing.
Sorry, guys.
We apologize. Whoops. I will repeat. I'll be a little less animated if I can. What they're saying.
So what we were saying was that just because we use this stuff does not mean that we are guilty of some heinous crime.
Right.
But that's not to say that there aren't immoral people out there that might use something like right. this to their
right.
advantage.
But there has to be a crime first before being proven
yeah.
innocent or guilty.
And your example was...
example is because I have a car, I own a car, now I'm guilty of drunk driving, and I should be arrested for such and detained and made to sign a confession saying that I own a car, and yes, I did drink last year, that now I am guilty of drunk driving, even though I'm not drunk, I'm not driving, I just own the car.
Yeah. So that's actually how much sense this is going to end up making to right. you guys now that we...
And the torrent tells and the VPN, you guys probably didn't catch that also. Look up a VPN, look up Tor. Tor is the Onion Relay Network. It's encryption through multiple layers, and it's a very secure way of communicating and browsing the internet. It makes it harder for hackers to trace you and decrypt your
yeah.
communications. Is it impossible? No, but it makes it harder.
Yeah. And frankly, we should be able to, you know, research the Clintons or the
yeah, yeah.
Rockefellers or J.P. Morgan and Company.
And the Titanic,
yeah.
any associations or links there too.
The Pope. Right. I don't know, whatever it is.
Whatever you want to search yeah. for, that's your business.
JFK.
Right.
You know, whatever. We have...
As long as not... I mean, as long
we
as
should have access to that information.
Criminal behavior or activities. And just...
But they're trying to hold them on suspicion just right. for having this stuff.
Right, just for using Linux and OS that is more secure
yeah.
than Windows.
Oh, it's muted again. Okay, I'm gonna see about this. We're just gonna move the mic back a little
right.
bit. How about that?
Alright.
Or even the F-Droid store. And all of this was judged suspicious by the DGSI. And this seems to be the only known grounds on which the...
In this document by which DGSI requests the opening of a preliminary investigation, all the members contacted adopted...
Clandestine
behavior and increased security of the means of communication.
Encrypted applications such as TELS operating systems, Tor protocol allowing anonymous browsing on the internet, and public Wi-Fi. You know, all that.
So
How dare they want to be more secure?
Of course, frankly, this article makes as much sense as gun control.
Just
saying.
These people have been arrested. They've been asked over and over what they did that necessitated such protections and encryption, and if that was to hide illicit activities. The instruction judge even seems to think that this is bad, since they use terms like they admitted to using Tails and Tor. And they categorize these applications and tools as allowing access to illicit websites.
So allowing access to illicit websites because they had the, you know, they potentially had had access to them.
Right.
They could have gone to these websites
They could have. They didn't, but they could have.
Yeah. So that's what they're holding them on.
Right.
It's because they could have.
Could have. Not because they did, but could have.
Okay, so if you go to a park and you have a baseball bat in your hand and you're on the baseball field.
Right.
You could hit someone clear across the park.
Yeah.
With your baseball bat. Yeah. And assault them. Because you have it.
Yeah.
How dare you have a baseball bat?
In a baseball park.
Yeah.
At the park.
Yeah. How dare you?
Even though it hasn't been proven in any capacity that these seven people did access illicit websites, they also seem to assume that these people were sort of hackers because they were skilled enough to turn on full disk encryption, which, as we all know, is a one-click operation on...
They must be hackers!
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Because they know how to operate a computer and an operating system.
And they know how to click their mouse.
Bro,
I'm a hacker now. Bro. Yeah. Woo.
I'm a hacker too.
I was wanting to be a hacker.
Any Linux distro install, it's hardly a mark of being highly skilled. They've also been judged suspicious for trying to teach their family how to use the same tools and protections. And...
How dare they? They taught their family to also use, you know, safeguards on the computer.
Right. Well.
No safeguards. Suspicious.
Grandson Billy's out of a job now because if he does anything on my computer, shows me how to do anything, he could go to prison. Oh, man.
Again?
And he's only six.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
This doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
And
it's the agenda they're trying to push.
Yeah, this is happening in France, but how long before they try to do this
in
other
the United States and other places around the world? Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and finish this section, and then we'll get on with the Windows users real quick.
The judge and authorities continue to demonstrate a complete lack of technical knowledge, mistaking Tor for Tails, thinking you need public Wi-Fi to use Tor, or thinking Tails is an encryption tool. Now, until the trial goes through, we won't know if they actually did anything specific, but the prosecution admitted that for now they failed to come up with any sort of specific harmful activity that these people could have done. So their only crime, right now, is having used privacy-respecting software, which, what the hell, France? Now, Windows 11 is not right. Very popular.
I agree with them, though. What the hell, France?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Yeah, now we're getting into the Windows one. Let's see what's going on with Windows.
Yeah, let's see what's going on with Windows, because we've talked about Linux quite a bit.
Because we're big fans of Bill Gates.
Yeah.
I mean, define fan.
You know, when I was younger, I have to admit this, when I was younger, I thought, hey,
yeah,
I could probably be the next Bill Gates.
Right?
You know, I admired the guy, his business savvy, and everything else.
You admired who you thought he was?
Yeah.
Yep. I know that.
And then when I found out who he really was, and this was back in the late 90s, I lost all respect for the man.
Mm-hmm.
He sold himself out.
Yep.
This is a guy that used to be. He's a has-been when it comes to computer software and generics.
Mm-hmm.
He has ideas now.
Let's see what's going on with his oh-so-beloved Windows.
Popular. The latest data shows it's actually losing users, dropping from 22.95% of Windows users to 21.11%, almost a full 2% drop.
Now, that doesn't sound like a lot.
That doesn't sound like a lot, but
when you have that many people using Windows,
right,
2% is a lot of people.
That's a lot. Let's see what it says here.
People seem to move back to Windows 10, which still holds almost 72% of the...
Okay, so they're not ditching Windows altogether. They're ditching Windows 11. Can you blame them? Let us know what you guys think about Windows 11. Do any of you use it? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
All right.
Did you ditch it? Like,
Just to give everyone a recap of Windows.
Uh-oh.
Windows 1 came out.
I'm just kidding.
No, it won't. I'll make it real short. Windows 1 came out. It was pretty good. You know, it gave it a whole new dimension to computing.
Yeah.
Windows 2 came out. It was used as a little bit more widely received than Windows 1. It did a lot better.
There's a pattern here.
Right, there's a pattern here. Windows 3 came out, 3.1.
And it sucked.
No, Windows 3.1 was actually awesome.
I don't remember that one. 2.0
and 2.1 weren't really widely received. Windows 3.1 came on out. And it was really good.
So that was the one that got the ball rolling, right?
This is where everything kind of started falling apart. After 3.1 and 3.11 NT, they had what they called Microsoft Bob.
Oh, I remember you telling me about that. Yeah.
Microsoft Bob was a...
he was kind of a
failed attempt at a graphical user interface.
Yeah, yeah.
As a, you know, like a workspace.
And then they had the stupid little paperclip.
Yeah,
That's
where the paperclip clippy mm-hmm. came from. It was Microsoft Bob.
It was Bob, yep.
Windows 95 came on out, it was good. So Bob bad, 95 good.
Yeah.
96 came bad. On out. Well, didn't get released. It was held back to 97, Windows 97. It had so many bugs and glitches into it, they didn't even release it. Windows 98 came on out, which is what Windows 97 was supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
but it had all the bug fixes. So Windows 98 was better. It had USB support and everything else, plug and play.
Well, tell them, for those that don't know, what Windows 11 is like.
Windows 11 is, if you've ever used Linux or are familiar with Linux, and...
I got a way to put it. Here we go. It's like if Linux... and
Mac
yeah. had a ugly baby,
right?
And it was
had an autistic ugly baby.
It was like severely deformed at birth,
right?
And brain damage,
right? That's why there's been so many it security patches that lot. Have been put on out, and the security patches are actually a lot slower. So,
can you imagine if your computer just starts drilling?
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the timeline real quick here. I'll finish this up as quick as I can. 98 came on out, good. My ME, bad. 2000, Windows XP, good.
Yeah. I remember XP.
That one was Windows good. Vista, bad.
Sucked.
Yeah. Windows 7,
I hated Vista.
Good. Windows 8, bad. Windows 10, good. Windows 11, bad. Now, I'm just saying, ever since Windows 3.1, since they got into the graphical, more advanced graphical user interface, they've had an off, on, mm-hmm. their highs and lows. So Windows 11 right now,
so now they're going through another low, but in the midst of it all, we are seeing an uptick in Linux users.
Yes, a lot.
So, I do find that interesting. In fact, we know several people that... this happened,
wait a minute.
They switched.
I've introduced people to to Linux. Go to prison.
Please, you might be investigated in France.
Please get me soap on the rope.
Anyway, I'll make sure I send it to you.
Okay.
Windows market share, almost 2 years after Windows 11 was released, and Windows 7 and 8 combined amount to 4.7%. And when your latest and greatest version isn't used by even half of your total users, you need to worry. Especially since Microsoft announced that Windows 10 won't be getting any new features. So you would expect people to start moving to the latest version. But since Windows 11 is basically spyware, as demonstrated in my dedicated video on data collection.
It is.
You are sending required diagnostic data.
Yep. Even if you turn it off, it's still on.
Yep.
And since it doesn't respect user preferences for web browsers, that updates are wacky and regularly cause problems, that a Microsoft account is being forced down your throat, and that the start menu actually regressed, it's not super surprising that people are not motivated to move to it. And then there's also the very strict hardware requirements, which can be bypassed, but that might not last for too long either. So yeah, people don't want to use Windows 11, apparently. And of course, a sizable portion of the people still on Windows 10 are probably companies that always take a long while to actually move to a newer version. But Windows 11 should not be losing users. At best or worst, it should be stagnating. And this is a very good opportunity for Linux, because if people don't want to move to Windows 11, and at some point they won't be able to stay on Windows 10, then maybe they'll move to Linux.
Yep.
System 76.
And like we were just saying, we already know people that have moved to Linux.
Right. Let's go ahead and cut it right there on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's already 11, and we're going to have to get ready to go pretty soon.
Yeah, so we wanted to bring you that about Windows 11, not being used as widely as much. So. Also, the thing with Linux, and Linux use is actually increasing.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a little research for yourself and everything else, you'll find that Linux is one of the more widely used operating systems. Or a derivative of thereof.
So moving on a little bit here, though, we want to congratulate everyone that is graduating this year.
Yes.
Whether or not we believe wholly in the system of such things.
Right.
We are proud of those.
We are proud of those.
Made it through your 12 years of indoctrination.
13 years.
Oh, yeah, 13. Well, for a lot of them, yeah.
Especially now in California.
Yeah, and nowadays, everybody went to kindergarten.
Right.
But, yeah. So you're 13 years of public indoctrination.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you have finished. You are now an adult, and you have the choice of whether or not you want to keep going to school.
Right.
So.
If it's for you, and that's what you want to do, I suggest going for pursuing it. However, life is going to be your biggest educator.
Mm-hmm. The truth is, we never stop learning unless we actively don't want to.
Unless we shut it off.
Yes.
Yeah. I know everything. I don't need to know anymore.
Yeah.
And I know a couple of people like that.
Same. And the stupidest people always think they're the smartest people. Unfortunately, But my personal opinion, right, my personal opinion, unfortunately, for
those out there,
society, yes, I do.
This might trigger some, so just a forewarning.
Warning. Well, as if my shirt didn't trigger them already. Race for president! Okay. This triggers people on all sides, like,
yeah.
What? What is the rate? Yeah. No. Anyway. You're all. Just showed up this morning.
No, I'm a firm believer in the race for president as well.
Indeed. He'd do a better job than Biden. At least he can go up the stairs.
Yeah. And he can ride a bike.
He can. Yeah. With no hands. With no handlebars.
And he knows how to come downstairs. Yeah. And he knows how to shake hands with real people.
Yeah. Just beware of shaking his hand.
Yeah.
Shake at your own risk. And maybe that's the only thing he and Biden have in common, is shaking at your own risk. But
right.
For different reasons.
Yeah.
Biden like might try to smell your hair.
Yeah. With that, let's end the show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a part of it. Oh, wait.
No. We're not done.
We're not done. What are we done?
Because we're still talking about college.
Oh.
Look, he's in a hurry.
I'm in a hurry.
He's always in a hurry.
We got it. We're in a hurry.
He's always in a hurry.
I'm always in a hurry to get things done. I don't know why.
Does that happen to all of us when we get old? Like,
yeah.
Start getting in a hurry?
Yeah.
We're always worried about losing track of time. And watch Jeopardy. Anyway, so what I was saying was, though, is that college is a choice.
Yes.
Right? Well, sending your kids to public school is also a choice. Just putting that out there. But for those that are just graduating, you have the choice now. Do you want to keep going to school? Do you want to keep being told how to think and what direction you're supposed to go in life? Or do you have your own direction you want to go?
Right.
I want them to know that that is okay. You don't have to go to college.
No, you don't have to go to college.
There's only really specific fields where you really need to go to college, like being a doctor. Right. Okay. You need the education on that.
Just gonna throw this on out there that if you actually learn a trade, most times you'll make more than those who have actually gone to college.
Yes. Yes, you will. Just
throwing that out there.
So, yay. I think we need to bring back apprentices and journeymen and all that stuff. So, you know, speaking of like contractors and stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, just saying. Like, let's bring back the handymen and the ones that are willing to teach this next generation.
Right.
Teach away.
Yeah. Let us not forget the trades that have made America strong.
That's right. And don't forget that education never stops.
No, education never stops.
You can learn from anywhere, from anyone.
I was asked a long time ago what the meaning of life is. And the meaning of life could mean a lot of things to a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, what the meaning of life means is to be educated. Educate yourself.
Never
stop learning. You can do. Can do. Can't say I can't. No. You can do.
There are very, very few things that we cannot
do.
I cannot fly. However,
as long as you learn to do it.
Yeah.
So you can do anything in the world. You could be a national.
In fact, you can do anything that you can imagine.
Right.
You want to do.
Just learn to do it.
So.
All right.
Last thing, real quick. I just want to throw a quote out there from good old Tolkien. Not all who wander are lost.
That's right.
So, take that as you will. And
with that, don't believe the nonsense.
Stay uncommon.